Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Rodgers avoids the sack. Deep downfield, caught at the 35-yard line, and going all the way to the end zone is Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth, 68 yards.
Freiermuth back from the grave. Two touchdowns, over 100 receiving yards. Go-ahead touchdown there. That unfortunately wound up not mattering because the Steelers' defense blows chunks. But it's the beginning of that play-by-play clip there from Amazon that has me thinking the Steelers need to go out and get another wide receiver. Get that guy, Aaron Rodgers, another weapon. He's third in the NFL in passing touchdowns. He's darn near top 10 in passer rating. And he's moving like a much younger man, Doran. We saw Rodgers week one against the Jets, and even though he threw four touchdowns, I went, oh boy.
Yeah.
He can't move.
Yeah.
So as long as you keep him upright, he's going to make some plays, but if he can't move and you can't block, how the hell are you going to keep him upright? Well, we saw this last game, even though they played the previous Sunday, our guy can still move around.
Yeah, that was good to see. That was good to see him scrambling and getting out of the pocket and making those throws. But, you know, You just got to keep facilitating him. You got to keep facilitating and getting better on the offensive line to protect him in the pocket. So, and I expect them to do that. Like I said, like to me, like this past game was just a little blip on the radar, honestly. That's just how I feel about it. I feel like it was just a bad matchup. They didn't have the correct game plan. They didn't have the correct personnel to cover. And you'll have that sometimes. It's the NFL. But to me, that was on a short week, that was just a bad loss that they were going to suffer at some point, and it happened to be on Thursday. I think this is going to be a completely different game on Sunday night.
I tend to agree that it's going to be a different game. They got to win two of the next three for me to get that taste completely out of my mouth because they lost to the Bengals, and I hate the Bengals, and it was damn Joe Flacco. You win two out of three, no one's going to care about the Bengals' loss because you'll be well on your way to winning the AFC North. And I want them to get Rodgers a receiver because this guy can still clearly play the game like one of the upper echelon quarterbacks in the sport. And this is where I am going to amend something. I have to correct myself again that I said earlier this week. I'm not predicting that the Steelers are going to win a playoff game, but I do feel a lot better about their chances, certainly than I did on Friday, and than I have at any point in the last 5 years. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I watched Houston play Seattle last night, and I think Seattle's pretty good. So that loss doesn't sting that much. But Houston, their offense blows. Did you see what they did to Baltimore?
Yeah.
So how bad is Baltimore's defense?
Oh, bad. Very bad.
And they're 1-5, and Lamar didn't practice yesterday, and we're going to find out more about that situation from Jason LaConfora at the bottom of the hour. But I think even if the Steelers aren't what I thought they could be going into the Cincinnati game, they're still good enough to win this division because you look around and I don't believe in Cincy all of a sudden. And I'm not going to all of a sudden start believing in Baltimore again. So you should get a home game. Home teams win the majority of the playoff games. We've seen some failures here, but you got a better shot than going on the road at Buffalo, than going on the road at Baltimore. And you got a quarterback that is getting you out to these big-time starts in these games. I've been referencing this a bunch, but with every passing game, you can add one more. Mm-hmm. They were up 10-0 against Cincinnati. Yep. Every time they played a playoff game, the last 8 years, they're down by a million after the first quarter. And it's not just the defense. The offense totally no-shows, too. They were up 10-0 against the Bengals. They were up 9-0 against the Browns. They're up 14-3 against the Vikings. They're up 14-3 against the New England Patriots. They're scoring in the first quarter. They're scoring on their opening drives. We hadn't seen that in a while. I think because you can win shootouts with Aaron Rodgers, you're 1-1 in what I would consider shootouts now. You beat the Jets, you just lost to the Bengals. Because you can win shootouts now because you've got this quarterback, I feel better about their chances, especially at home in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I need them to win 2 out of 3 for me to completely flush the Bengals' loss, because their bad can look very bad. But at any point in these last 5 years, they'd have been decimated in that game.
What if they go 1-2 and the one win is against the Colts, the best team of the three? How would you feel? And then you travel to the West Coast, you lose a West Coast game.
I'd have an aneurysm.
You would?
I'd be frustrated as hell. I mean, you can afford an NFC loss, right, against Green Bay, and they're a good football team, and you're an underdog at home. You beat Indianapolis, that'll be big-time impressive. But if you beat Indianapolis, I'm going to think you should go out there and beat the Chargers, because the Chargers got whooped by Indianapolis, and I don't think the Chargers are really all that good. So I won't know what to do. You're twisting my brain into a pretzel. How will you feel?
I'd feel decent. I feel decent. Like I said, like this season, they're going to lose football games, but I want to see how they play against the good teams. And the best of the three is the Colts. And if they take care of business at home after coming off of a Sunday night loss, let's say it was a close loss this Sunday, I still think it's going to be different. Maybe they go 2-1, in my opinion, but just for the sake of this conversation, if they go 1-2, coming off a loss to Green Bay, and you come back and you fix some things and you beat the Colts, who are been a very impressive this
year. They're a juggernaut.
Yeah, they're very good this year. I would be okay with that. I'd be like, you beat a good team.
What if, now it's my turn to...
And you didn't lose to bad teams. That's how I would look at it. You didn't lose to two bad teams, but you beat a really good team.
What if I pretzel you now going the other way? By saying, what if you win 2 out of 3, but the loss is to the Colts?
That's fine. That's fine. At least you know where you stand.
Yep. That would have you at, what, 6-3, which is a great place to be. But I'd like to see them... Of course I'd like to see them beat Indianapolis. That would be a statement to me.
Absolutely.
Like, beating Green Bay, I know they're an underdog. I think they're going to beat Green Bay. I do, because this is like the Tomlin win. If that's the Tomlin loss, this is like the Tomlin win. I think they're going to beat Green Bay. I don't have a great feeling right now about Indianapolis. I do feel pretty good about the Chargers. If you beat Indy, you can make a reasonable argument that it's the Chiefs and the Steelers as the best two teams in the AFC. And I know people are going to laugh because we just saw what they did against Cincinnati. Believe me. But part of the evaluation here is that the AFC is a mountain of mid.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts have been outstanding. The Chiefs have found themselves. Everybody else has significant flaws, significant warts, and even the Chiefs, they didn't play well early. Your point about the Colts, though, is well taken. They scored 41 against the Titans.
Yeah.
40 against the Raiders. 38 against the Chargers, 33 against the Dolphins, 31 against the Cardinals, and maybe most impressively, because this is a good defense, 29 against the Broncos. They've played 7 games. They've scored 29 or more points in 6 of the 7 games. That's a good football team. They're giving me big time, I said this earlier, Vikings vibes from last year.
Yeah.
We're just top to bottom. You are elite. And then the quarterback's the only question you'd have. It's a big question, but it doesn't mean he's bad either. 412-928-9370. Brian in Brookline jumping on. Hi, Brian.
Hey guys. So this is for Dorn in you, Crowley, but Dorn played. So don't you think we need like a guy with blinding speed like Rashid? He just can stretch the defense and literally just take it off like Mike Wallace used to do to give DK some relief, more than Olave that can get hurt?
I think that they feel like that they have that in Calvin Austin. That's where I'm at. That's why I feel like that they're not going to make a move, because they feel like they have that in Calvin Austin. He's going to be healthy soon. So, yeah, you're right.
But he's a three, though. He's a three, right? Calvin Austin is a three, not a two.
He's a two in this offense.
I think they think he can be a bona fide two.
Yeah.
Two.
What do you think it would take to get Rashid? Third round? Fourth round?
Fourth or fifth, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised the what winds up going back in some of these trades. It generally doesn't blow your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd be a better fit than what Mike Williams was last year. And I don't want to hear the jumping on a moving train thing. You want to know why? Because a dude just came off a friggin' bus and quarterbacked his way to a victory against you, throwing multiple touchdowns and for over 300 yards at the quarterback position. I don't want to hear, oh, he can't get worked into the offense. Now make it work. Friggin' Joe Flacco just diced you up. He was playing in a different uniform a week prior. Zach and New Kent, hello.
Hey, guys. Big fan, big fan.
Thanks. Thanks.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on Jakobi Meyers?
Like him. Think you'd have to give up more to get him than Shaheed,
though. Yeah,
it's going
to cost a lot.
And he's a pure rental.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. I think that this team is legitimate. I think that they have the elements to make a playoff run, but they need that second receiver. They need a threat. Like, someone that scares
well,
a team.
Well, okay, so threats come in all different shapes and sizes, Zach, and we appreciate the call. Doran, you would agree with that. You're a horror movie aficionado. You could scare me with a poltergeist. You could scare me with a woman with curly hair crawling out of a well. You can scare me with Leatherface. There's a lot of different ways you can scare me. Shaheed's speed is scary. The best all-around guy of the group might be Olave or Jakobi Meyers. They're different, but they're more well-rounded. So any one of those guys would be a significant upgrade over what they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And given the struggles of the defense, I'm fine with doubling down on the offense. People are texting in saying the defense is the problem. Go out and get defense. They're just not going to do that.
No.
And you shouldn't. Like, the guys you got to play better. Like, this idea that by some, like I heard Mike DeCourcy the other day on KDKA with Pomp on the Sunday night show, so they need a free safety. I don't necessarily disagree, but the guys they got to go play better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to not care who my free safety is because TJ Watt's got double-digit sacks, and Nick Herbig's getting home.
Exactly.
And Cam Hayward's a star, and Jalen Ramsey's playing well. Like, no. Add to the offense. 412-928-9370. Calls, texts, tweets coming our way next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always stay. There's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'll take Shaheed. I'm intrigued by the speed of Rashid Shaheed. And I like rhyming. What say you? 412-928-9370. Jason LaConfora at the bottom of the hour with the latest on the Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're talking wide receiver. Tyler Lockett expected to be made available at 4 p.m. today. That doesn't do much for Doran or me. Does it do something for you? 412-928-9370. Bunch of people on text and Twitter keep saying the defense is the problem. Don't add to the offense. I'm not saying that the offense is the problem. We did a whole thing yesterday. You compare them statistically. The offense has been significantly outperforming the defense. And use your eyes. The offense has been far better than the defense. But you're just not going to add to the defense. So you need to outscore your defensive problems. And I'm sorry, I don't think they can do that with the weapons that they have at their disposal right now. Like, they're almost a top 10 offense. They need to be a top 10 offense if their defense is going to have games like this.
Mm-hmm.
They've now had two games like this because the Seattle game was kind of fluky and one of the touchdowns wasn't a defensive one. You've had two games like this where you've given up 30 points and prevented pretty much nothing. They took nothing away from the Jets. They took nothing away from the Bengals. What are you going to do? You going to add another corner? We going to add a free safety?
No.
What, are you going to add another pass rusher? You going to add another linebacker? No.
They added a safety already. And Peppers.
Yes.
Like, who else is out there that you're going
to
get?
No, they need to play better. They need to scheme better defensively. Or they need to outscore it. And that's where a wide receiver comes in. And guess what? If DK Metcalf gets hurt for a couple of games, with the way the defense has played, you ain't winning those games unless you go get a guy who could fill in and fit in his shoes while he's gone. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin next up. Hi, Rob.
We're about to go to San Diego. Fun to be going.
Rob, what you got going on in there?
Started yesterday, last Saturday.
All right, very good. Yep. Wait, just bad luck with callers today.
Yeah, a little bit.
412-928-9370. Harry, I don't know if you've noticed, but you got Donnie football all big mad. Have you noticed this?
I like making Donnie upset.
So, if you missed it, there is a video out there on our 93.7 The Fan Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages where Callis is guessing the logos of college teams and getting all of them hilariously wrong. Donnie Football quote tweeted it and said, "Being on the same pay grade is insulting."
Wow.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
That doesn't sound like a bit to me, whatever your name is, Harry. It sounds like Donnie's actually big mad about this.
I'll tell you what. Here's what's very fun to me, right? I was mad about some things Donnie said to me before when I didn't know what conference Penn State was in a few months back.
Yeah.
And now I've taken a different perspective on this. I should be happy that I'm living rent-free in these people's heads. That's right. I'm still employed here, and I'm not sure I'll get fired anytime soon. So.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't put that out
there. I don't want to jinx it. But I'm here, and I'm still employed. And he's right. We're getting paid the same amount of money to do the same job, and I have to know nothing about college football, and I can still do
this
job.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That is actually wild. That would make me upset.
We are tasked as a radio show at entertaining the people and informing. No one's coming to Harry for the info. People are coming to Harry for the entertainment. And so how can we best utilize him? It was a great idea by you. Show people exactly what he doesn't know, which I think is remarkable, the lack of knowledge, particularly as it pertains to college football. And
I knew what your dread Drew Bledsoe got drafted.
You didn't? You said 94. It was 93.
Why do you always say that you knew whenever you don't?
Nobody quizzes me on baseball stuff. Exactly, because it's not. I know enough, but I don't know anything
enough
about college
about
sports.
What?
Baseball, football. Well, not really hockey. Yeah, baseball and football I'm good at.
Callis, you couldn't even give the Northwestern logo.
That's college sports. See, again,
you said football. You know enough about football. That is football.
No, I said I don't know college football, college basketball, college sports, not great at. Football and baseball, very good.
Texter, trade Highsmith for a real corner. Porter sucks, commits more penalties than passes defended. Yes, Porter had a terrible game against the Bengals, but the corners might play a little bit better if guys like Highsmith get to the quarterback. When the Steelers get a pass rush, they've been good this year. When they don't, they're not. Those guys are allowed to make plays, too. I ain't trading anyone off the defense. I ain't adding to the defense. Scheme it better, play it better. You're worked up about this.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Highsmith, whatever. We've talked about it 1,000 times. Callis, if you know a lot about football and like pro football, who is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers that the Steelers play on Sunday?
Oh, no.
If you know a lot about football and not college football, but pro football, who's the head coach? Everybody who's watching or watches the Steelers or watches the NFL knows who the head coach of the Green Bay Packers is.
I haven't said his name in a while. But he's the guy that's been there. He was the guy that followed Mike McCarthy.
Oh, man.
Is his first name Ryan? No. I forget. Oh, Matt something.
It's French.
No, it's not. Is it?
You didn't have to do him like this.
Well, he said he knew. He always says
it's the guy with the dark hair. Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Mike Tomlin.
No, it's not Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin doesn't have hair, you idiot.
What?
His was falling out, so he shaved it. Kevin in the North Hills, good morning.
Good morning. Crowley, you watched the game the other day, right, on Thursday?
I sure did, Kevin. Talked about it a lot since then.
Yeah, well, why you say we need offense as opposed to defense?
If they'd have scored more points, Kevin, they'd have won. What's your solution? What do you want them to add?
The thing is, they should win 31. When they score 31, they should win.
I do agree with that, Kevin.
So
but what would
now you're talking 38.
What would you add to their defense, Kevin?
And you need a safety. I know everybody's saying that. But we also need the defensive line. I mean,
should they not have traded Minkah Fitzpatrick, Kevin?
Oh, they should have, yes.
Okay.
But they should have got somebody better than Jalen Ramsey, who's like an old man. So, you know, your take that we need offense is wrong. That's why I call.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
You're wrong. Your take is wrong.
There are two ways they could have won the game on Thursday, Doran. They could have prevented Cincinnati from scoring 33. That would have been the way the defense could have helped win the game. Or they could have scored 34. By making the offense better. I am sick and tired of hearing that they need to add to a defense with T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, a first-round pick in Derek Harmon, a guy who's being paid swimmingly in Patrick Queen, a guy in Deshaun Elliott, who they just paid this offseason, Joey Porter, who was a 32nd overall pick in the draft, Darius Slay, he won a Super Bowl last year. I'm tired of hearing they need to add to the defense. They need to scheme it better, and they need to play better. The solutions for the defense are on the damn roster. They are. And if they can't figure it out, it's not because they were a free safety away. No, they got enough players to be way better defensively. They need another wide receiver. Also, to our previous caller, may I suggest a lozenge?
Might have just woke up.
Perhaps a Luden's cough drop.
Those are good.
They are delicious.
They're candy.
You guys are also mean. I got the guy's first name right. It was Matt.
What's his last name?
LaFleur. I had to look it up.
See, like, this is what he does, though. It's like, oh, I got it right because I said it after the third time.
Crowley can't pronounce anything right. Nobody bashes him for
it. I do.
LaFleur.
Oh, we played a whole game around that. We created a whole entire game around it.
Dead or alive?
No.
Oh.
Whenever Crowley messes a name up.
All right.
Yeah, but then he argued because he was all like, no, I fixed it in enough time. I'm Crowley.
Harry, you're lashing out in every direction.
You lash out all the time. That's what makes this show entertaining, right?
Jason LaConfora joining us next. He's an Odyssey NFL insider, a host of a wildly popular podcast, but he's based in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson didn't practice yesterday. Is he going to be playing on Sunday? We find out together next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can join Chris Muller at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossings this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from noon until 2. You can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. Super Bowl 60? This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's is an official partner of the NFL. I do love a trip to Lowe's. I feel like a man. Walk up in there, looking for paint or something. Smells good. Get some nails. And some,
you don't buy none of that. What is the
some wood.
A reflector?
I'm trying to think of the last thing I did buy at Lowe's.
Man, what did I buy?
I did hammer up some drywall at our old house before we sold it, but that was 7 years ago. I like putting up the drywall.
You know how to do it?
Drinking beer out of a can. Well, my father-in-law was there, and we ate chicken wings.
Ate and drank some beer and watched?
Yeah.
Managed.
No, I was there.
Supervised.
I was working, but I drank the beer and ate the chicken wings.
Did you hammer one nail into the drywall?
Hell friggin' yeah, dude.
No, you did not.
Absolutely, I did.
No, you didn't.
The only thing I won't do is paint. I hate painting. It's one of my least favorite things. It's boring. My arm gets all sore. It's not my cup of tea. I installed the hardwood floors at my old place before we sold it. My uncle's a floor guy. So me and my boys, we were over there putting a floor in, cutting it, you know, measuring, jacking them in. It was St. Patrick's Day. And we had a million beers. It's a great night. Nothing better than the blue-collar hard-earned beer, which I don't get many of because, let's face it, I am a dweeb.
Yeah, what's that shirt you're wearing today?
My Guinness shirt. Lady size large. Harry, do we have Jason LaConfora? Oh, we do. I really appreciate that info. I'm sitting here making fun of myself. Thanks. We are joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcast, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What's up, Jason?
Yo, what's going on? People still recovering from the Thursday night massacre?
I feel better than I did, but I think that's just the passage of time. Like, the actual game itself is still sticking in my craw. I'll flip this around on you. You're getting the quarterback back for Baltimore this week. He didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, he better practice today, or well, they're doing nothing today, tomorrow. I know you can't do this transitive theory stuff, like, you know, because A beat B and B looked bad against C, you know, and all that. But, like, it's kind of hard not to. And if you stayed up late to watch the debacle that is the Texans offense last night, and they faced Mike McDonald, who once ran a really good, historically significant defense in Baltimore. And you watch what Stroud and that same group with an offensive coordinator who's over his head with a bad offensive line. If you watch what they did in Baltimore against this bastardized wannabe version of McDonald's defense, and then you watched them get absolutely put in vice grips in a stranglehold by McDonald last night, coming off a bye in Seattle, I think it speaks volumes to the Ravens' issues. And so is Lamar going to be the magic elixir that solves all that and fixes all that? Boy, I really don't think so, because I watched him play some horrific football with Lamar. I watched the Kansas City Chiefs restore the swag and verve to their offense at Baltimore's expense. It wasn't that game at the Meadowlands. The game at the Meadowlands was hunting and pecking and hoping and praying into the second half and getting Big Brother handing you lateral calls that no other team in the league would get. It was all that. Baltimore was curb stomping from the first time Mahomes got the ball in his hands till they were pushing for a fifth touchdown in garbage time. So I don't, you know, I know there's some fanboys out there and people drinking the purple Kool-Aid who are saying, oh yeah, we can rip off 9 of 11 with Lamar. Like, it's a soft tissue injury with Lamar behind a god awful, awful offensive line, behind a defense that can't ever get off the field, which means, you know, Lamar is constantly having to put the Superman cape on and try to save every series and save every game. So I think the Ravens are still in a bit of trouble here.
Jason, do you think that the Cincinnati Bengals can win with Joe Flacco moving forward, or you think that Thursday night was a one-off?
Oh, I mean, look, I just don't know, like, what the expiration date is on Flacco. Like, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks? At some point, he's going to hit a wall. He's going to get hit physically. That's not a great offensive line. I know they somehow bullied the Steelers and ran for 100 yards in the first half. I don't think that's going to be the norm for them. So, like, I just wonder about the attrition. And as, you know, the workload increases and as he's not as clean in the pocket, what does that start to look like? There's no doubt that he can do some special stuff with those weapons that they have there. And it's a very different assignment than what he was asked to slog through, you know, throwing 50 times a game in Cleveland with an offense that was stuck in the mud. So, like, I think it makes them kind of sort of viable again for how long, I don't know. But, like, is Joe Burrow coming back in the middle of December? Like, are we talking, you know, 6 weeks? I know this. It looks like, you know, he's going to get two more shots at a Ravens defense that, you know, looked the best they've looked all season against him with Cleveland. But this time it's, you know, he's got Ja'Marr Chase and he's got Higgins and he's got guys who historically have shredded the Ravens, even when Mike McDonald's version of it had him on the top of the heap. So they're in the mix, man. Like, their season is not over. I know that much.
Jason Luckenfora joining us here on the Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Jason, which wide receivers do you look at as realistically available in the trade market?
Oh, man. Well, I think Miami's going to listen to pretty much anything. Obviously, there's not a whole lot there. The guy I kind of wonder about is Waller. I know that wouldn't serve your guys' purposes. You've got all the tight ends in the world.
Oh, I don't know. They could always add one more, Jason. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, Arthur Smith, does he have enough? But, like, that's been a success story for them. And he doesn't, you know, he's obviously, his career's on a clock. I mean, he's retired, like, sort of twice now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can they flip him for something? Obviously, Tyreek's hurt. I don't think they'd want to trade Waddle, but I also think that owner's going to be very involved in anything they do. And the GM's getting fired. So, you know, they might do something that's kind of interesting. I mean, obviously, I don't know what's left in Tennessee, right? They cut Burks. They cut Lockett. Ridley's hurt. I don't know, but maybe something. I mean, who else is totally out of it. Look, I still think the Browns, like, this rookie tight end looks pretty good, and Joku's been banged up, but they're obviously open for business. I mean, they traded their starting quarterback. So, you know, I think you could get a pass catcher off of the Browns if you really wanted one. And we know, hey, they're not averse to making trades in the division.
I was just going to say, you would think
Mike T would want an audience with them, right? I mean, after you know, Duke Tobin and Zach Taylor got one. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm missing a few people, but those are some that come to mind.
Yeah, it's not a group that really makes you all hot and bothered. Jason, we appreciate your time as always. Sorry you had to listen about me talking about hammering up drywall. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason's the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, he already left.
Oh, bye, Jason.
People are destroying me on the text line saying, Crowley, you're so full of crap. You're not supposed to use nails to secure drywall. You're supposed to use drywall screws. All right, so I ate chicken wings and I drank beer and I watched my father.
But you just tried to, like, you know, you just tried to paint a picture of you just nailing nails with a hammer into drywall. When literally anybody who has just
lived life
knows that you screw.
You can hammer up drywall. You just got to be careful with it.
Are you sure?
No.
No.
I unplug stuff and plug it back in, and if that doesn't work, I call a guy.
Yep.
And that's what I do for absolutely everything. I'm just not a guy.
You and Callis are starting to, like, you have a lot in common.
You're not a fixer-upper guy, are you? Are you a handyman?
I don't act like I am. I don't make up stories and tell lies within stories to look like I am. To try to fool people. That's what Callis does. That's what you do.
I must have been screwing the drywall in, and I just misremembered it because of the beer. And they were good wings, so. I cut my grass. That's about all I do. Okay. That's it. We'll react to what Jason had to say coming up next. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I've been vindicated. Texer writes in, Adam, I've been a drywall guy for 40 years. Yes, you can use drywall nails or drywall screws. Those people who say you can't know half of what they think they know. Bang.
So what did you use?
That's hard to remember. It was so long ago. It was a different house. I didn't even have kids back then. How about Brandon Graham coming back?
How about it?
15 years already in the NFL. He comes back for the Super Bowl, all injured, re-injures himself in the Super Bowl, retires. Now they're banged up. He's coming back.
Crazy.
This guy's farving harder than Favre ever farved.
I mean, I played with Brandon Graham in the All-American game in high school when we were 17 years old.
Yeah, you guys get along great. He's your buddy, Brandon Graham.
I can't believe he's still playing. Like, it's really, and why? Like, I wouldn't even want to.
He must have gone home and been like, man, I'm getting asked to hammer up drywall.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I got my honey-do list. Yep. I can't handle this.
I'm going to practice.
A lot of people are catching on to what we talked about yesterday, how stupid this uniform matchup is on Sunday, too.
The yellow helmets.
Oh, and Rodgers doesn't want it to happen. That's what I've been told. Because Rodgers wants these highlights to be played forever because he's going to go out there and throw 5 touchdowns on his old team, and now it's going to be wearing those silly uniforms.
He really made a comment about that?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ravens are a 7-point favorite against Chicago at home. I'm guessing that means that...
7 points?
Yeah. I'm guessing that means that Vegas thinks Lamar's going to play. Because if not...
That's a lot of points.
I think that's a lot of points either way because of how bad their defense is. And Ben Johnson's got this thing moved totally in the right direction. In fact, that's a game that I now circle as a scary one for the Steelers. Road, tough place to play. If they're still playing good ball, then... That's going to be one of the bigger games that they've had there in a long time. That place is going to be rocking. I know it's in Baltimore where they've been better, but it has to be because Lamar's coming back. Because if not, there's no way they should even be favored in the game. They've been so abysmal without him.
Maybe Lamar and like Roquan Smith being back too. I think that you maybe have to add another player to that list for the line to be 7 points. Wow.
I don't think you're going to get prime top of his game Lamar either, man.
No.
Like he didn't practice yesterday. They're not doing anything today, according to Lockenfora, so we'll find out tomorrow if he can even get out there in a limited capacity. But I would imagine because of the state of because of the nature of the injury, he's probably not going to be running around the way that you're used to. And you said you thought he had
lost a step
already before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And Roquan is an absolute shell of himself. I think they're going to lose that game. But even if not, I do agree with Jason's overall assessment. I just don't think the Ravens are going 9-2 down the stretch. And I think the Steelers will be 10-7 because it's been decreed by God that they're always going to go 10-7. And I think that gets them to the division this year. Texter, good show, guys. The fam thinks you're hilarious, too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. And the fam. Tomorrow is the last show you're doing before the fam expands.
Yes. Yes.
Should we have a party? Should we do a Doran baby shower, Harry?
Sure.
You know what I'm going to bring you? Guinness glass.
Used.
Yeah, it'll be washed. I do have a gift for you for being a proud papa of four.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
I do.
You've said that multiple times over the years.
Yep.
And I've never gotten anything.
Yep. Typically, my presence is my present, but you're going to get a nice gift tomorrow, and you're going to be very happy about it. Two gifts, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Perhaps we'll play Dead or Alive at 5:40, and then in addition to that, you'll be getting your gifts. Oh, Starkey's pissed because we've gone too long. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 59, low of 42. 50% chance of rain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.